This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1394, How to Zero In on Deeper Conversations in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Today, a listener asks us about a unique expression using the word zero. Today, find out what you need to know about this expression and how it can bring you deeper into a vibrant English conversation. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing pretty well. Just doing the summertime stuff, you know, all that good stuff. What about you?
All the summertime stuff. Also, we just had 4th of July, so that is awesome. So happy 4th of July. Belated to you, Lindsay.
Happy 4th. 4th of July is my favorite holiday, actually. I love it. I just love it because it means friends, family, hopefully food. And it's just a very simple holiday, but I think it's a very rich holiday. So
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Last year I was in Boston for the 4th of July.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. I loved it. So yeah. Well, I am really excited about today's episode. I love these episodes where I have to do like a little bit of investigating, a little bit of research into something.
Yeah.
And this is a really, really unique question that I feel like now I have this knowledge that I was actually sharing with my husband, Dan. I was like, oh, did you know this? Right.
Yeah.
And it's all thanks to this listener, Hank, for asking this question.
Well, thank you, Hank.
Thank you, Hank. So, Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Definitely. So he says, hello, Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. I'm Hank from Taiwan. I've been listening to your podcast for a while, and I found it pretty useful and helpful. Thanks for the hard work. Recently, I have a question. Wondering if you could help me elaborate on this. It'd be even better if you could cover this in a upcoming episode. Because of COVID-19, I've heard the term patient zero on the media, which is used to refer to the very first patient in an area. Then I wonder why we use zero instead of the first patient or patient one. Mm. It's a good question, Michelle. I've seen ground zero before, and I guess they can be categorized in the same usage. I would really appreciate your help. I'm looking forward to the upcoming web class too. Cheers. Nice. Yeah, guys, by the way, we always have web classes going on. So check out our most recent web class and make sure you attend one of those. They are super fun and exciting.
Oh, yeah.
You and awesome. Jessica, you guys did one on how to be funny in English
a few months ago.
Yeah, really good stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So thank you so much, Hank. So like I said, I learned a lot from planning this episode.
Yes.
I have heard the term patient zero a lot. And this is, I had never really thought about it, but Lindsay, you said you were wondering about it.
Yeah, I have wondered about it actually. As this COVID-19 thing has come out on the news, I have wondered. So let's find out. What does it mean?
Let's find out before I will make you wait any longer. But actually, even before I give you the answer, we want to remind you guys about our Connected Communicator course, right, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah. No, this is one of those topics that you want to be, you know, an outbreak of a disease is a topic that could have a lot of in-depth conversations that you could have with a native speaker, guys. And that's what we show you how to do in the Connected Communicator course. We take you around the country by video lesson. I physically took the trip 12,000 miles and I interviewed native speakers. We took the lessons back. We created actual lessons from these interviews for you guys with a method, with a system called the Bridge to Connection Method. So go to allearsenglish.com/connection to get in there today. It's so cool. It is so cool.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Okay, guys, you want to get in on that. I just love like hearing about it and seeing the videos. And it's just super fun. A super fun way to travel the US with Lindsay. Yeah. So awesome. Okay. So patient zero is, you know, when we talk about the very first case of an outbreak, basically. Okay. So, guys, we are going to give you a link. On dictionary.com, they kind of gave the origin of where this phrase came from. Mm-hmm. So, basically, in the 80s, when the AIDS crisis began, there was a CDC scientist, and he did, you know, research to find out where did this crisis begin.
Yeah.
And they were really looking at California at the time, and they were tracing a lot of it to a man who was not in California. And actually, they were using the term patient O, and this was for, I think it was for outside of California, the O, or it may have been out of town, or I'm not sure, but we will give you guys the link. And then, basically... when somebody saw this, there was a researcher, I think, who saw this and they saw patient O, but it looked like patient zero, right? Because the O can look like a zero.
Interesting.
And this was communicated to a reporter and then used in a book. And so that's what they were looking for. And they ended up calling it patient zero and just kind of sticking with this term. Another term was index patient or index case. So this is from dictionary.com, guys. So definitely we can leave that link for you and you can look more into it. But that's a very brief history. And I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. That's fascinating. Actually, you know what? Earlier when we talked about this episode, I was trying to think of the movie I had just seen. Have you seen the movie Dallas Buyers Club?
Yes.
Oh, did you like it?
Yes, but I remember it was a couple of years ago. But yeah, I remember you talking about it before. So yeah. I think you've seen it more recently than me.
Yeah, I was thinking about Dallas Buyers Club. It is the story of when the AIDS epidemic first came out and a community that formed around, you know, getting drugs because they didn't have access to drugs. The patients in, I think it was in Dallas, Texas. So really good movie, guys. If you want to learn more about the outbreak of AIDS in the U.S., I really recommend that movie. Fantastic flick. Fantastic.
Definitely. Definitely. I remember it was really, really powerful, really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Lindsay, this is so interesting. I mean, it actually seems like it was a little bit of a misunderstanding. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened. I'm just getting what I saw on dictionary.com. But basically, I mean, I feel like sometimes when I see a zero or an O or a capital I or an L, like it can be hard to know what letter it is.
For sure. For sure. That's why, especially if you have like a weird font going on, sometimes you don't know whether it's a zero or an O. I can understand how they made that mistake. I can understand.
Right. Yeah. So then I guess they just went with it. But yeah. So guys, that's what I found out in my investigation.
Guys, a great way to make sure that you can have deeper conversations in English is to get the listening skills to never miss a single detail. You can build those skills using real native interviews in our fluency course with a 60-day study plan. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection to get in today. That's allearsenglish.com/CONNECTION. See you there. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
So, let's talk about Ground Zero, because Hank was asking about that. So yeah, Ground Zero is a point where there's an explosion or an area where there is extreme violence, but like the starting place. But when I hear it, I specifically think of 9/11. And that's where the World Trade Center was, right?
Right. Yeah, gosh. I remember, you know, because I was living in New York in like 2005 and six, about 4 years after that. Mm-hmm. And just, I don't know, just really crazy stuff, really different. Yeah. Seeing the whole thing just flattened and then the museum going in.
Yeah.
A lot of tourists down there all the time, right?
Yeah. Have you ever visited the museum?
Yeah, I think I did at one point go into the museum. Very heavy. Yeah. What about you?
Have you been in? I've never been into the museum, unfortunately, but I did see the memorial. Mm-hmm. Of course, like you see where the holes are, and that's very powerful. I remember when they came out with that, and so yeah. But that's So Ground Zero. That is when I think of Ground Zero, I think of 9/11. Using zero in expressions is pretty common. I don't know if Ground Zero and Patient Zero, it doesn't sound like there's like a complete connection. I think Hank was asking about that, but zero is just really used in the English language.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there are other ways. So we have a couple other phrases to share with our listeners today, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Where we use this. I mean, one would be zero tolerance. So this is good. This is good. What does this mean?
It's basically like there's no messing around. It's like nothing will be accepted, right? And something could actually be illegal. So when I think of zero tolerance, I don't know. For some reason, the first thing I think about is college campuses, like when they say, we have a zero tolerance policy for alcohol in the dorms.
Yeah, yep. That's a good example. For some reason, I think of New York also, but I'm not sure for what particular like offense they would be, right? Zero tolerance. I don't know. I think New York really cleaned up a lot in the 2000s, right? From the 90s compared to the 80s and 90s. And I think, you know, maybe in terms of like cleaning off the graffiti, right? That would be a good example where they didn't tolerate it anymore. I don't know if they literally had a zero tolerance policy for graffiti on the trains, but they cleaned up the trains a lot. So that's interesting.
Yeah, for sure. So zero tolerance, you guys might, if you see zero tolerance, you know something is not allowed.
Exactly. What about this 0 hour? What's that?
So 0 hour is the time something is set to begin.
Oh.
So I might say something like, I have to get to my job on time and it's almost 0 hour, 9 a.m., right?
Interesting. I've never heard that before. That's new for me. Oh, I learn something new from you every day, Michelle.
Oh, what can I say? You know what? I'm with you, actually. I just happened to find this one, and I feel like I hear it a lot in, like, army movies or something. Okay. Like, yeah. I hear it there. I don't know that I would particularly say this one, but you guys might hear it. So if you do hear 0 hour, it's like something's going to begin.
Okay, good to know. And then zero in is definitely one that I know and use, right? This means to focus on something, to get closer. Like, let's zero in on the details in the first paragraph. Let's focus in.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, I feel like that one is super common. And you might say it in like I could hear it a lot in the workplace.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So what else, Michelle? What do we want to know about this? I mean, what's the takeaway for our listeners here?
Well, guys, these are all really useful phrases using zero. And I mean, these are just this is real English here, guys. Yep. So real English, it's not always about like, what do we say? Sometimes it's about what we're going to hear. And sometimes it's about phrases that are used in kind of intense world situations, right? Like we're talking about with Patient Zero, some of this like medical terminology it could be useful to you, or Ground Zero. This is all about like the culture, and things have stories behind them. But this is real English. So you want to learn, you know, not only necessarily what to say, but what's behind it. And I'm so glad that Hank came to us with this question, because it shows that he's thinking like at another level.
Another
right?
level.
He's really thinking, okay, patient zero, I don't get it, right? And it's so good that he's doing that, because now, number one, this is a good conversation topic.
For sure.
Right?
For sure.
You can connect to people about this. Like, really, Hank, I literally, I looked this up and then I ran to my husband. I said, did you know this? Right. So this is just really interesting sometimes to share these kinds of unique facts about things that maybe people haven't thought about it. Oh, yeah, I haven't thought about that before, but that is interesting.
Yeah, it's exactly, Michelle. A lot of native speakers will not know this. They won't know the origins of the phrase, of these phrases with zero. Yeah. So to be able to start that conversation potentially with a native speaker, that's going to give you the confidence you want, which creates, which makes your fear go away when it comes to speaking English, because you're actually talking about something interesting. You're not focusing on the grammar, the vocab, right? You are in that moment of connection, and that's what we want for you guys, right? I mean, that's what this is all about. Yeah.
Definitely. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you, Hank, for this question. I loved it. We all learned a lot today. So
For sure. And guys, remember to go over to allearsenglish.com/connection to get many more topics just like this one, where you can go deep, you can get the vocab you need, but then get stuck in the moment of connection. That's what we want to see for you guys. All right. Very cool. Very cool.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks, Lindsay, for hanging out today. Thanks, guys.
All right, Michelle, talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.